Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
Managing our finances during the holiday season is a daunting task. How can we balance the holiday spirit while balancing our checkbook? Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. Howard Dayton, the founder and CEO of Compass, Finances God's Way, joined us to offer tips for managing a budget and finishing the year strong. He offered some advice for fiscal discipline during Christmas, including a discussion on holiday credit card purchases.
Yeah, the real key, and I'm not a guy who likes to use the word budget. I much prefer spending plan. But when it comes to Christmas, make sure you have a budget and you stick to it. My heart breaks when you realize that people who use credit cards to fund their Christmas gifts on average don't pay them off until October of the next year and spend about $700 using credit cards, credit card debt. So even if it means a year where you don't give expensive a gift as you'd like to, I much prefer to have you give something that's meaningful to family members, but doesn't get you into debt.
You know, we're talking a little about, you know, margin, and that's a pretty sobering statistic. We think that we would have figured out credit cards. I mean, sometimes, they're a valuable tool, but to be sort of hanging on to Christmas till almost next Christmas, that's a problem, isn't it?
That is a problem, and it's just unnecessary. If you do a really good job of, number one, communicating with your family members in terms of your desire to stay out of debt, and then number two, if you can put something aside each and every month from your regular income, the purchase of the gifts, that's a far better way to go.
The Christmas Club kind of savings plan or something.
Yeah, absolutely. Where you're just consistent and Bev. I mean, my wife has her shopping done months before December 25th because she's got her list and she's very careful and she looks for deals, and that's a good way to go.
Good.